So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned that a father is entitled to his daughter's benefits while she is a ketana, a minor, and a naira, 12 years old, but before 6 months elapsed. Zakai b'mitzi asa, uv'maisi adeho, bafarsin dereho, makabalas gito. The Gemara explains, Zakai b'mitzi asa, he's entitled to her findings, mishum eva, to prevent animosity. Rashi explains, since ha'av ein l'chayv b'mizonis bitoi, a father is not obligated to support his daughter. If she keeps her findings, it may cause animosity and it may stop supporting her. Zaka b'maisi adeho, he's entitled to the wages of his daughter, a ketana, through a svara. Hashta zvuni mazmin la, maisi adeho mibayi? Since he has the authority to sell her entirely as an amma of Ria, a Jewish maidservant, he's certainly entitled to her wages. And he's entitled to the wages of his daughter, a naira, through a pasuk regarding amma of Ria. The pasuk compares bas, a daughter, to an amma, a maidservant. Ma amma maisideh l'rabba, af bas maisideh l'avia. Zakai b'faras nadira. He has the authority to nullify the vows of his daughter, even when she is a naira, because the pasuk regarding hafaras nadarim states, binureo beisavia. When she is a naira, she is still under her father's jurisdiction. Umekabel esgita. He accepts her divorce, because the pasuk regarding get states, v'yatza mi beisoy, v'holcha v'hoysa lish achar. She was released from his home and she married another man. Iskish yitzia lahavaya. The pasuk compares yitzia of get to kedushin. Just as ha'av zaka b'kedushay bitoy, so too ha'av mekabel esgita. The Mishnah continues. Although a father is entitled to his daughter's benefits, ve'enoy oichel peres b'chaya. He is not entitled to the profits of her assets while she is alive. However, nisis, yesro lav habal, sho'ichel peres b'chaya. When she marries, her husband has this advantage over her father that he is entitled to her profits while she's alive. The Gemara sets a braisa in which Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'av oichel peres b'chaya bitay. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda disagrees and says that a father is also entitled to his daughter's profits while she is alive. The Gemara explains that the Machlekes is based on the Takanas Chachamim, the rabbinical initiative, that Baal Echel Peres, Tachas Perkoina. A husband is entitled to his wife's profits so that he will reciprocate by redeeming her from captivity. The Tanakhama says that this Takana does not apply to a father, because Balav Hachi Parakla, a father will redeem his own daughter even without a Takana. Rabbi Yehuda says, Av Nami Nim Nevele Park, Savar, Kisin the Kita Ilava, a father may also not redeem his daughter without a takana, because he reckons that she is capable of redeeming herself from her peres. The Mishnah continues that a husband has additional obligations. V'chayev b'mzeinesel, he is required to support his wife, u'b'perkaina, and to redeem her from captivity, u'kfarasa, and to pay for her burial costs. The Gemara sets a braisa which explains, tiknu b'mzeinesel tachas ma'is yedah. The Chacham initiated that a husband support his wife to reciprocate for his entitlement to her wages. And they initiated that he must redeem her from captivity to reciprocate from his entitlement to her profits. And they initiated that he pay her burial costs to reciprocate for his entitlement to her assets through Yerusha inheritance. The Brisa explains that Lefikach Baal Oichel Peres, Zimnin Deloy Molu Uparkla. The woman gains through her husband's consumption of her profits, because it is possible that her profits would not be sufficient for her redemption. However, he is required to redeem her at all costs. Rava cites a braisa which disagrees and says that mezon is dairaisa. The obligation of support is a Torah requirement, which is mentioned in the pasuk, which refers to the adon, the master who marries his amma v'ria. Emacheres yikachloi, she'erok susa v'inasa lo yigra. If the adon takes another wife, he may not deprive the amma of Ria of his three obligations. The Tanakhama says, She'era elu mezainis. It refers to his obligation of support, because She'era means sustenance, as the pasuk states, Vasha ochlu She'er ami. Kesusa, kemashmoi. Kesusa means her clothing, which refers to his obligation of providing her with clothing. Oinasa zu oina amur bater. Refers to his obligation for timely cohabitation, because Einasa means her time for a cohabitation, as the pasuk says, in Ta'anes Benoisei. Rabbi Laza says, She'er zu'oina. It refers to his obligation for cohabitation, Because she'er means her flesh, as the pasuk says, ish ish al kol she'er besara le sikrubu legalis erba. Kesusa kamashmai, ainasa elu mezainis. It refers to his obligation for support, because ainasa means deprivation, as the pasuk says, v'yankol v'yaribecha. But Rav Ben Yaakov says that the pasuk only refers to his obligation of providing her with clothing. Kesusa clearly means clothing, and the other two words are descriptions. She'era kesusa, lafum she'era ten kesusa, shli'in la loyshal yalda lezkeinu b'loyshal zekeinu liyalda. He must provide clothing appropriate for her age. He should not give an older woman clothing of a younger woman and vice versa. Kesusa v'aynasa, lafum aynasa ten kesusa. He must provide clothing according to the season. He should not give new clothing in the summer because they are warmer, and he should not give worn clothing in the winter because they are cooler.